Okay, I'm here with women's team coach Cameron Hussain. An excellent 5-0 win in the preliminary round of the FA Cup. Is there anything else you could have wanted today?
No, I think it was a pretty complete performance in terms of, we said, goals, how we wanted to play as a continuation from pre-season, but also a clean sheet as well. So it was a nice little trifecta of perfection today.
Yeah, so, but it was only probably 1-0 till around the hour mark, and they nearly went in front in the first half with hitting the bar. So it was a little bit more touch and go earlier on. So were you starting to think that things weren't maybe going perfect earlier on, and thinking of changing the sort of like the players or the formation?
I thought, yeah, in the early rounds when it was only 1-0, I said to him, Tramier was still in the game, but he always said we had to maintain our patience and our belief, and I think we did, and it showed in the end where the persistence paid off. But in terms of changing it, I thought we'll always change personnel in terms of players, but the way we play will always stay consistent, I think, this season.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a good formation. That was overviewing it as you can do from the main stand here. It looked sort of like a 3-4-2-1 sort of thing, and everything's pointing towards Jess. She got a couple. She never lets you down, does she?
No, she's solid. She's reliable. I think because she's not scored as many in pre-season, there were a few doubters, but she's fit and firing again, and she'll be a good one for this season.
Well, I don't think I'd have every doubt in her. I mean, she got a couple, and then for me, what was probably the best one, she went that one on the left wing and she pulled it back for Cara. Beautiful control, and just slotted it into the bottom corner. Yeah. That was terrific. But even Kirsty's penalty, I mean, right in the top corner again. There's no way keepers are stopping that.
No, I thought it was some really good finishing. I thought the chances we created were big and clear, and really good chances in terms of in the box. We had a few long range shots, but I think we were the deserved winners today, and I think we created enough chances for that.
Just a little aside, was you thinking possibly to change any plans when you saw the size of their keeper, maybe tell them to have pot shots from like 30 yards, because she was a rather small, their keeper, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think rather than targeting for the sake of it, I thought we thought if there was a clear chance where we could have a shot on goal that was unopposed, then we were saying that you could do. However, we didn't want to just start shooting for the sake of shooting as well. So it was something we considered, but not for the sake of someone as considering their height.
No, I mean, we didn't really need to resort to that in the end. It was a good 5-0 win. We're off in the cup. We're on to the next round, and we're playing a couple of games quickly back-to-back now. We've got Stingers on Wednesday, and then we're back here again on the Sunday. So it's fast-paced. Jess has served a one-game ban now, so she'll be available to start from Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she cannot wait. She's itching to get back on that field. And it's a quick succession of games now, so we need to just move on from this and not dwell on the win too much and think, oh, everything's fine. It's on to the next one, Wednesday and then Sunday, and it's one of them. You've got to pick up the points as quick as possible in the league as well and get ahead of the games.
Yes, exactly. That's what we can sort of like start with, a similar sort of result against Stingers on Wednesday, 6:30 down in Moss Side, roughly wherever it is, and hopefully everybody can get down there.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Cheers.